5. Work use, essays, social media, search, learning, Canvas. How can I use ChatGPT for work? In this section, we're going to explore three use cases that are pretty common, but I don't want you to think it ends there. There are many, many, many ways you can use ChatGPT at work. Use case 1, drafting emails. Freight broker example. Draft an email to a carrier confirming dispatch details for load Idaho 12345, including pickup location, delivery location, appointment times, and required temperature settings. Write a follow-up email for load apt and send it to carrier@email.com. Carrier example. Draft an email to a broker requesting detention pay for a 3-hour delay at the shipper, referencing load Idaho 67890. Compose an email to dispatch requesting updated routing instructions due to a road closure on I-80. Use case 2, brainstorming ideas. Another common way to use ChatGPT for work is to brainstorm ideas, kind of use ChatGPT as an assistant, as a partner to bounce ideas back and forth. Freight broker example. Brainstorm creative ways to recruit new carriers to my brokerage. Generate a list of questions to ask potential carrier partners during an initial phone call. Suggest strategies for improving my negotiation skills with shippers. Carrier example. Brainstorm ways to reduce fuel consumption for my fleet. Give me ideas for improving driver retention. Suggest strategies for negotiating better rates with brokers. Use case 3, market research. Now, a third and super common use case for ChatGPT at work is to conduct research, for example, market research. Freight broker example. What are the current average spot rates for dry van loads from Chicago to Atlanta? Research and summarize the latest regulations on electronic logging devices, ELDs. Find news articles about recent trends in the trucking industry. Carrier example. What are the current average contract rates for refrigerated loads from Florida to New York? Research the best fuel card programs for owner-operators. Find information about upcoming trucking industry conferences and trade shows. Can ChatGPT write essays or articles? Can ChatGPT write articles or essays? Absolutely yes. It can help with everything from brainstorming initial ideas, coming up with an outline, writing initial drafts, researching sources or quotes to incorporate in your essay or article, proofreading, editing, finding weaknesses, like weak arguments that could be supported better, writing an introduction, writing a conclusion, writing an FAQ, writing different sections in your essay or article. So, ChatGPT is an incredibly versatile tool when it comes to writing in particular, and you can absolutely use it for essays or articles. Freight broker and carrier examples. Essays/articles. While essays in the traditional academic sense aren't common in freight, ChatGPT can help with similar long-form writing tasks. Freight broker. Blog post. Brainstorm 10 blog post ideas about the benefits of using a freight broker for small businesses. Then you could ask it to outline and draft one of those ideas. White paper. Create an outline for a white paper on the impact of technology on the freight brokerage industry. Company newsletter. Draft an article for our company newsletter explaining the recent changes to hours of service regulations and how they affect our operations. Case study. Help me structure a case study showcasing how we helped a client overcome a specific supply chain challenge. Carrier. Website content. Write a section for my website about our commitment to safety and compliance. Driver handbook updates. Help me rewrite the section on pre-trip inspections in our driver handbook to make it clearer and more concise. Grant proposal. I'm applying for a grant to upgrade our fleet with fuel-efficient technology. Help me draft the section explaining the benefits of this investment. Letter to legislator. Draft a letter to my local representative advocating for improvements to highway infrastructure. Remember to always review, edit, and add your own expertise to anything ChatGPT generates. It's a tool to assist you, not to replace your own writing and critical thinking. Can ChatGPT write social media posts? Can ChatGPT write social media posts? Yes, absolutely. This is one of my most common uses of ChatGPT. It can help generate captions for Instagram or TikTok, write LinkedIn updates, write tweets, helps repurpose long-form content, such as a YouTube video, into a newsletter, and then further repurpose a newsletter into short-form content for social media platforms. And similar to the process of using ChatGPT for writing an article or essay, when it comes to social media posts, ChatGPT can also help with brainstorming lots of ideas very quickly, brainstorming hooks to capture your audience's attention, writing an outline, if you're doing a long-form blog post or newsletter or YouTube section, writing initial drafts of the content, changing up the tone and style very rapidly, researching links, articles, and data sources to incorporate in your social media post, proofreading, editing, writing a conclusion, all of this good stuff. And just like with writing essays or articles, the best results come when you refine and edit the output and add your unique value and perspective. I think that's honestly the best way to stand out when other people are going to be using AI-generated content that is lower quality, without that human element, that human perspective. Freight broker and carrier examples, social media. Freight broker. LinkedIn post. Draft a LinkedIn post highlighting our company's expertise in handling oversized loads. Then, provide feedback. Make it more concise. Add a call to action to visit our website, etc. Twitter/X. Create 5 tweets announcing our new partnership with a major shipping company. Facebook post. Write a Facebook post promoting our services to small businesses looking for reliable shipping solutions. Instagram caption. Generate an Instagram caption for a photo of our team at a trucking industry event. Focus on networking and building relationships. Repurposing. Take this blog post about topic and create 3 short social media posts highlighting key takeaways. Provide the blog post link or text. Carrier. LinkedIn post. Write a LinkedIn post showcasing our company's commitment to on-time delivery and customer satisfaction. Twitter/X. Create a series of tweets sharing safety tips for truck drivers during winter weather. Facebook post. Draft a Facebook post announcing our company's recent achievement of a perfect safety rating. Instagram caption. Generate an Instagram caption for a photo of one of our trucks on the road, emphasizing the beauty of the American landscape. Repurposing. Take this customer testimonial and turn it into a short, engaging social media post. Provide the testimonial text. Remember to tailor the prompts to the specific platform and your target audience. ChatGPT can help you get started and overcome writer's block, but you'll always want to add your own voice and personality to the final product. OpenAI ChatGPT search tutorial. OpenAI officially released search to help you find information instantly and see all the sources cited, all without having to leave ChatGPT. Imagine Google search, but embedded directly within ChatGPT. And in this section, I'll walk through how it works and some ways to use it. Just like before, when you ask a question, ChatGPT decides whether it should search the web or respond with existing knowledge. I talked about this in a previous section. It's powered by Browse with Bing. And if ChatGPT decides it needs fresh information, like the latest sports scores or news updates, then it will trigger a web search automatically. But now, with ChatGPT search, you can also manually activate search by clicking this icon, Search the Web. And it uses OpenAI's GPT-4o model to supply information on topics like sports, news, etc., complete with all of the sources and links, so you can dive in, learn more, and confirm factual information. They even partnered with reputable data providers, such as AP, for accurate, reliable information. ChatGPT search is now available to everyone in regions where ChatGPT is available. No sign-up required. Demo. So, to try it out, log into ChatGPT, and again, you can manually enable it by clicking Search the Web. Or, if you type a query that requires fresh, recent information, ChatGPT will automatically search the web. As a simple example, let's just ask, "What's the weather in Salt Lake City, Utah?" ChatGPT response. Okay, and you can see ChatGPT says it's searching the web, and it has this nicely formatted answer pulled from weather.gov. You can see links embedded throughout its answer. National Weather Service. And if you want to see all of the sources that were used, click Sources. Here's the citation. The top one is the National Weather Service. It also shows you the search results. Now, I want to illustrate the difference between using ChatGPT without access to the internet versus using it with access to the internet. This is a really simple example. We're going to ask ChatGPT to define the word serendipity. ChatGPT response, without internet access. Okay, here you can see it didn't say searching the web anymore, like it usually does. It's actually using its existing knowledge, without having to search the internet. But now, if I click search the web, this is telling ChatGPT explicitly that I want it to search the internet. So now we're going to say, define serendipity. ChatGPT response, with internet access. Now it's searching the web, okay, and it gives us a definition from Merriam-Webster, the dictionary. This is a really simple example, but I encourage you to try it with the types of prompts that you usually use. Test it out with ChatGPT search to see the difference in responses. Example. Now I want to illustrate it with a more realistic example. Let's say you are trying to figure out which social media platform you should start on for your new business. So you ask ChatGPT, "What is the one social media platform I should start on as a complete beginner? You must recommend only one." ChatGPT response, without internet access. I hit enter, and here, ChatGPT did not search the web. It's using its existing knowledge, and it recommended Instagram. Okay, now I'm going to turn on search the web. Type in the same prompt. ChatGPT response, with internet access. Now it's searching the web, a bunch of different sources, and now the answer is different. For a complete beginner, Facebook is an ideal starting point, with nearly 3 billion monthly active users. Okay, whereas before, its recommendation was actually Instagram. And this is really important because trends may change over time, year over year. I believe ChatGPT-4o's knowledge cutoff is late 2023. And so for questions where you want the most recent information, like, "What should I do today?" in late 2024, it can be really useful to explicitly turn on search the web. One of my favorite features of searching the internet is that it tells you exactly what the websites are. So, if you want to learn more, you can just go ahead and click the link, and it'll take you to the article where it sourced this information. The main thing here to be aware of, and stay aware of, is this little indication, searched X number of sites. If you see this, that means ChatGPT is searching the internet through browse with Bing, okay? But if you don't see that, that means ChatGPT is not searching the internet. It's using its knowledge up to its knowledge cutoff for that particular model. So, you can see how real-time internet access makes a huge difference in the quality of answers you get, especially when your queries, your prompts, are referring to things that are more recent and beyond the date of the model's knowledge cutoff. Freight broker and carrier examples. ChatGPT search. Freight broker. Find the latest news on diesel fuel prices. Without search, ChatGPT's information might be months out of date. Search for recent articles about truck driver shortages to stay informed about industry challenges. What are the current hours of service regulations to ensure compliance? Search the web for companies in Dallas that need to ship refrigerated goods. Lead generation. Carrier. Find current road closures on I-80 in Wyoming. Critical for real-time routing. What's the weather forecast for Denver, Colorado tomorrow? To anticipate potential delays. Search for the nearest Catskill locations to my current location. Using the mobile app and voice search. Find news about new trucking regulations in California to stay compliant. The ability to access real-time information through web search is invaluable in the fast-paced world of freight, where conditions and regulations change constantly. How do you use ChatGPT for learning? In this section, I am going to show you how to use ChatGPT for learning. This is one of my favorite use cases for ChatGPT because it has such a broad base of knowledge, and the conversational approach makes it really easy to dive into a subject, ask clarifying questions, and learn more. And now, with the new ChatGPT search, you can click on links to read up even deeper on your topics. Technique 1, the master-student prompt. The first thing I want to show you is a technique called the master-student prompt, where you tell ChatGPT it's the master of a subject, you are the student. And ChatGPT is going to start by explaining the subject at a high level, quiz your understanding, analyze your response, and then, depending on your response, it'll clarify further with additional context and information, and ask you another quiz, and so on. It's basically an iterative teacher-student framework where ChatGPT is continually teaching you about a subject, deeper and deeper, analyzing your understanding of the subject to tailor and personalize its answers to the level of understanding you're currently at. So, if you're confused about a particular topic, ChatGPT will detect that, infer that from your response, and then provide additional information to help solidify your understanding. Here's the prompt, pretty long. The only thing you need to change is the subject at the top in brackets. You can replace this with any topic or subject that you want to learn. Let's say that you are a master of AI. And here's the prompt. So it's asking ChatGPT to explain the key terms and concepts. Describe the difference between terms. Analyze your response. Provide further feedback. Ask additional questions to dive deeper. Freight broker / carrier. Example, master student prompt. Prompt. You are a master of transportation law. I am a student trying to understand the legal differences between a freight broker, a freight forwarder, and a motor carrier. Teach me about these concepts, quiz me, and provide feedback until I demonstrate a thorough understanding. Prompt. You are an expert in diesel engine mechanics. I am a new truck driver trying to learn preventative maintenance. Teach me about the key components of a diesel engine, common problems, and maintenance schedules. Quiz me, and provide feedback and further explanations until I understand the basics. Prompt. You are a master of DOT regulations and compliance. I am learning to be a dispatcher. Quiz me, and provide feedback until I have a firm grasp of the concepts. Technique 2. Creating flashcards. Now, another way that you can use ChatGPT for learning is by using it to help you make flashcards. And flashcards are a really neat tool because it helps reinforce key information. Here's the prompt. I want you to help me create a set of flashcards for learning and retaining information on a specific topic. That's the only place you have to change. Change the topic. So, it's asking ChatGPT to organize flashcards in a Q&A format. Each card has a question and an answer. Cover the main concepts, key terms, essential facts. Divide the flashcards into basic, intermediate, and advanced. Use clear, straightforward language. Highlight any commonly confused concepts. For any challenging terms, include follow-up cards that rephrase the concept. Structure the questions to encourage spaced repetition, which is a way to optimize your learning. Freight broker / carrier. Examples, flashcards. Freight broker. Create flashcards to help me learn the different types of freight trailers, dry van, refrigerated, flatbed, etc., and their common uses. Create flashcards to help me memorize the major trucking lanes in the United States, for example, I-95, I-80, I-10. Create flashcards about cargo securement for the different freight classes. Carrier. Create flashcards to help me learn the pre-trip inspection checklist for a Class A CDL. Create flashcards to help me memorize the different hazardous materials classes and their placards. Create flashcards on defensive driving techniques for truck drivers. create flashcards on the different types of brakes and brake systems. You can see that by modifying both of these prompts to be more specific to your needs. How do I use ChatGPT Canvas for writing? In this section, I am going to talk about one of the most exciting recent developments from ChatGPT called Canvas. You can think of Canvas as a real-time collaborative editor for both writing and coding tasks. This tool makes iterating on written or code content easier by facilitating a back-and-forth dialogue with ChatGPT. Canvas, OpenAI's text and code editor, is now available for all ChatGPT users. Let's begin by writing a blog post on the importance of personal branding and content creation for 2025 with a simple prompt. Now you notice that ChatGPT opened the Canvas screen, and it is typing out this initial draft. It looks a little different from the previous screen because it is now a split-screen experience. On the left side, you see your conversational interface, and on the right is where you can focus on the content itself, be it a blog post or lines of code. What is really cool about this conversational interface is that you can tell ChatGPT directly what you want it to change. I am just scanning this blog post, and it is light on data. Unfortunately, Canvas does not have internet access yet. But let's try to tell ChatGPT to incorporate more data and statistics throughout the post. Now it is actually going through the entire post and including more data. ChatGPT responds incorporating data. A recent study found that 63% of consumers, according to a survey of LinkedIn, 85% of professionals believe having a strong personal brand helps them stand out. Another stat, 92% of people trust recommendations. More stats down here. HubSpot said 70% of marketers are actively investing in content marketing. Just by telling ChatGPT to include more data and statistics, it is now doing that. Let's say we want to update just this paragraph. Now you can actually select it and tell ChatGPT what you want to change. Just click Ask ChatGPT and enter your desired change. Rewrite the conclusion to emphasize next steps and action items that a person can take who wants to build their personal brand today. Now it's taking just that last section that was highlighted, rewriting it according to our direction, and adding actionable steps you can take today if you are interested in content creation and building your brand. This tool is a really neat interactive way to iterate on a piece of content with ChatGPT. It has a bunch of other features too, so it can suggest edits throughout the post, adjust the length of the post, adjust the reading level of the post, add final polish, and add emojis. Suggesting edits is really neat, so go ahead and click that. Now ChatGPT is going to analyze the entire post and offer up suggestions that you can implement with ChatGPT. Consider adding brief stats to immediately reinforce the importance of personal branding. Click Apply, and now ChatGPT will implement the suggestion. It just added a second sentence, emphasizing the first point. Here is another suggestion. Include a brief example to illustrate the competitive nature of the internet. Let's see what happens when we click Apply. Now it took that same concept of the competitive internet and added a statistic. Over 50 million people now identify as content creators, making it crucial to stand out. You can do that again and again with each suggestion. If you do not like the suggestions, just click the X. Let's say we want to adjust the reading level for the entire post and make it a middle school level. It is going to change the language and reading level so that it is even easier to understand. If you do not like any of the changes, you can always undo, redo, or click previous versions. You can see some of the words changed. The previous version stated, "In 2025, personal branding is no longer a luxury, it's a necessity." Go back to the current version and you will see, "In 2025, personal branding is more important than ever. This is middle school language, that's the difference." But you can restore the previous version if you prefer it. Another neat use case is to incorporate a few quotes from famous content creators. You are writing a blog post, and in addition to incorporating data and stats, you might want to incorporate quotes from other notable and reputable figures in the space. If you don't like it, just click Undo, and it will restore the previous version. Canvas is a very intuitive and agile way to iterate on content and code. You can tell ChatGPT anything you want, and it will go ahead and change the post. You have granular control too, because you can change just a sentence or phrase by selecting it. I think this is well done from a user experience perspective. It is lacking in features right now, but OpenAI has said it will eventually have more and more features that we are accustomed to seeing in the normal ChatGPT 4.0 interface. I definitely recommend that you try it out. Freight broker / carrier examples, Canvas. Freight broker. Contract review. Paste a carrier contract into the canvas. Highlight specific clauses and ask ChatGPT, explain this clause in simple terms, or is this clause standard for this type of agreement, or what are the potential risks for me in this clause? Negotiation scripting. Start writing an email to a carrier negotiating rates. Highlight sections and ask, give me 3 alternative ways to phrase this to be more persuasive, or suggest a counteroffer to their proposal. SOP creation. Begin writing a standard operating procedure, SOP, for dispatchers. As you write, you can highlight sections and ask ChatGPT, expand on this step with more detail, or add a troubleshooting section for common problems related to this step. Creating load posts. Use Canvas to help you to write a more precise and thorough load post to find a carrier. Carrier. Email to dispatch. Draft an email to your dispatcher about a problem. Highlight sections and ask, make this sound more professional, or add a sentence requesting a specific solution. Safety manual updates. Paste sections of your safety manual into Canvas. Highlight a section and ask, rewrite this section to be easier for drivers to understand, or add a bulleted list summarizing the key takeaways of this section. Response to broker. Draft a response to a broker's load offer. Highlight the rate section and ask, suggest a counteroffer that is %% higher and justify it based on current market conditions. Bull review. Use Canvas to review your bulls to make sure you have all the appropriate information listed. The key benefit of Canvas is the iterative and visual nature of the editing. You can directly see the changes ChatGPT is making, and you can fine-tune specific parts of the text without having to rewrite entire prompts.